Welcome to the Austere Show of Entrepreneurship and Regional Development Podcast. Each publication in our journal is a great opportunity to share significant and audacious contributions to a large audience. My guest today is Elias Haji Elias from the Cyprus University of Technology. He recently published an article entitled Sustainable Entrepreneurial Behaviors of Family Members at Intersection of Family Firm, Cooperative, and Rural Community, a Multi-Level Perspective. He co-authored this paper with Alandis Cuacruz. It has been published in Entrepreneurship and Regional Development, a journal edited by Tellon Francis. Elias, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you very much, Vincent, for the invitation. It's an honor participating in the ERD podcast.
Can you tell us, what is the origin of your podcast? Why have you decided to address this particular topic? And what is the question you aim to answer?
Well, I have been studying cooperatives for the past 10 years as part of my interest in the sustainability of smaller family businesses in rural areas. In rural areas, cooperatives can serve as a platform for the collective behaviors and joint actions between smaller firms, which can help enhance their competitiveness. Cyprus, my country, where the research was undertaken, serves as an ideal context to research such behaviors, since it has a long tradition and strong values linked to cooperative movements, and it is very, very common for smaller firms to establish or join cooperatives to safeguard their survival and competitiveness. Our paper research question was why and how family members engage in entrepreneurial behaviors for sustainability at the intersection of the family, firm, cooperative, and community. So this question comes out of a need that is both of practical and theoretical significance. After many years of research on cooperatives, I realized that many cooperatives are largely comprised of small family firms, and family members that own and manage these firms have a central role to play in the running and growth of these cooperatives. So family members also play an active role in entrepreneurial initiatives within these cooperatives, influencing various levels, the firm, the cooperative itself, and even the broader community or region where both the family firm and the cooperative are embedded. Such entrepreneurial initiatives are crucial to keeping all these institutions sustainable. So family entrepreneurship must have a role to play in the sustainability of the firm, the cooperative, and the community, but we don't know much about why and how family members engage in entrepreneurship for sustainability at these levels. This is an area that has been largely under-researched and under-theorized, and this is what triggered our own study.
What are the main contributions of your paper?
Well, throughout this paper, we're providing three important theoretical contributions. First, we address a theoretical gap in family entrepreneurship and its relationship to sustainability. We contribute to the understanding of family entrepreneurship in sustainability by elucidating the role of family members as sustainable entrepreneurs and by providing theoretical insights into why and how family entrepreneurs pursue opportunities that generate sustainable value. We unveil family members' underlying motives, the mechanisms, and the intricate web of interdependencies that they rely on to engage in sustainable entrepreneurship. Second, we contribute to the field of sustainable entrepreneurship by addressing calls to consider a more holistic perspective of sustainability, viewing it as an integrated web that connects sustainability at different levels, the micro, the meso, and the macro levels. We provide an understanding of sustainable entrepreneurship that is based on a multi-level perspective that connects sustainability and sustainable value creation at the micro level, which is where individual and firm behaviors unfold, with sustainability at the larger societal level. Third, we contribute to the family business literature, and specifically to the literature on family business sustainable entrepreneurship, through a new mid-range theoretical perspective that conceptualizes family members' motives and mechanisms of sustainable entrepreneurship across a family firm, cooperative, and rural community. Sustainable entrepreneurship has not received much attention in the family business field, remaining largely under-researched and under-theorized.
What was for you the main theoretical or maybe methodological challenge or challenges in addressing such a question?
Well, one challenge concerns the use of the concept of sustainable entrepreneurship, which was employed as a guiding concept in our study. But in fact, this concept has not been empirically examined and theorized within the family business context. This concept has also not sufficiently theorized in the relation to sustainability at multiple levels, which we aim to address throughout our study. As a result, although this concept was useful in explaining our phenomenon at the nexus of entrepreneurship and sustainability, its utility was limited as it lacked sufficient theoretical parameters within which we could act to thoroughly explain and theorize our phenomenon. A second challenge was that while it was making sense in our study to closely examine the relationship between sustainable entrepreneurship and the place, specifically the rural context, we chose not to do so in order to keep the focus of our paper as narrow as possible. Hence, we have missed the opportunity to contribute with a context-specific theorization of sustainable entrepreneurship in rural contexts, which could help explain how the place exerts influences on the behaviors of sustainable entrepreneurs. Among other challenges, now mainly of methodological concerns, include the difficulties of access, accessing firms and the necessary informants within and outside these firms to carry out in-depth interviews to yield rich meanings relevant to the study's phenomenon, proved to be a very time-consuming and challenging task.
During your research journey, what was your biggest surprise, maybe the most counterintuitive result?
Well, our study generated findings which were indeed surprising. One was on the extra entrepreneurial role of family members, which becomes apparent only when shifting perspective from the firm itself to the broader web or region in which the firm is embedded. We know much about the entrepreneurial role of family members within the firm, but what we found is that family members can equally act entrepreneurially outside the firm. And this behavior can have essential economic and non-economic benefits to the broader web in which the family firm operates within the regional area. Hence, these were surprising results in that family members' entrepreneurial behaviors can help facilitate linkages in sustainability between the micro, which is the level of the firm, the meso, which is the level of the cooperative, and the macro level, which is the level of the community or region. As a result, we have conceptualized family members as multi-level sustainable entrepreneurs. Another surprising insight was on a key mechanism that allows family members to act as family or as multi-level sustainable entrepreneurs. This is a mechanism which we termed spillover sustainable entrepreneurship. And it involves family members using spillovers in the form of ideas, knowledge, or best practices from their sustainable entrepreneurial endeavors at one level, such as the firm, to engage in sustainable value creation at a different level, such as the cooperative or the community. Such a mechanism connects sustainable entrepreneurship at different levels within a multi-level web.
What are the main implications of your work for entrepreneurs, managers, policymakers, practitioners in general?
First, our findings highlight that in a rural context, family firm sustainability may be inextricably linked to the sustainability of other institutions or units at different levels, such as a rural community and a rural cooperative. As a result, family business owners and managers need to craft strategies and routines that allow closer interactions, entrepreneurial activities, and the exchange of ideas and best practices between their firms and their associated socioeconomic institutions. Such strategies or routines can be essential in enabling sustainability to unfold more holistically within a multi-level web in rural areas. Second, family businesses should focus on establishing sustainable entrepreneurial cultures by encouraging organizational members to consider how their entrepreneurial actions can impact individuals, the firm, and society in both economic and non-economic terms. Such a culture can empower family and non-family employees to think and act as sustainable entrepreneurs. Such an approach can benefit not only the family firm, but also its immediate community, cooperatives, and other local organizations and networks. To establish a sustainable entrepreneurial culture, family businesses may draw on the expertise of consultants and trainers specialized in sustainable entrepreneurship. Third, our findings signal the need for the development of new governmental policies and funding schemes which can encourage the creation of cooperatives amongst small rural family businesses. Cooperatives rely on social interactions and can contribute to the sustainability of both their members, their member firms, and the surrounding communities. Governmental schemes that encourage cooperative movements can facilitate the sustainable development of various rural institutions, such as family farms, rural cooperatives, and rural communities, thereby helping nations to enhance sustainability of rural regions. Funded schemes which finance the creation of rural cooperatives can also provide mentoring and support to cooperative managers to help them implement business models that promote sustainable entrepreneurship.
Thanks, Elias, for participating to our show and presenting your paper entitled Sustainable Entrepreneurial Behaviors of Family Members at the Intersection of Family Firm, Cooperative, and Rural Community, a Multi-Level Perspective. All our podcasts are available on entrepreneurship-ed.com and on the main podcast platforms.